that can open a heart and heart is God's Holy Spirit.
I agree 100%, but what did Jesus tell us to go do?
Tell people to repent.
Right, so you hear me calling on repentance. Here's what I would say to you. Here, take the gospel card. Here's what I would say to you, though, sir, is what does the Bible say? Faith comes by hearing the word of God. So your young, is this your son?
Yeah.
He's going to grow up, and if he hears the word of God, that word of God can convict him. The Holy Spirit can then convict
him. He's already a Christian.
Okay, he's a little young. I mean, I'm sure he believes in God, but he's a little young. Hopefully you don't baptize him before he's of an understanding age.
Right.
I don't believe people should, does this make sense?
Keep doing your message.
Does this make sense? Yeah. You shouldn't baptize anybody, That's a covenant we enter with God, okay? Here's a good formula. No one should be baptized until you think they would be ready to enter a marriage covenant. Think about that.
Because when you're a teenager,
if they can understand a marriage covenant, then they can understand the blood covenant.
People don't even understand that here, what a marriage covenant.
But here's the thing. Are you a Christian?
Yeah.
Do you go to a church system? What church do you go to?
A Baptist.
Yeah. So what I would challenge you to do is look on that card, look on my website. I don't take people's money for free. I teach people. The reason you see Americans so dead is because it's had 250 years of Roman Catholicism, Baptist, Evangelical, not the truth of God's word, holiness and repentance. Your system keeps a lot of sin. Did you know that?
My pastor preaches the Bible.
Yeah, but he keeps a lot of sin. Does he do Christmas and Easter and Good Friday? Those are pagan holidays that God never ordained. Is he mingled with the world? Right? Football, movies, sports, entertainment. But the people that go there, I mean, I'll be honest with you, you look like a worldly person. You got USA, patriotism on. We're supposed to be set apart for God. I love you, so I'm telling you the truth. We're supposed to be set apart, and the Baptist faith isn't set apart. If you go deeper, I got a 10-point test on my website. You'll see. Look at all my wife dresses. That's how women, godly women dress.
I agree.
Do they do that at your church?
Some do, all seniors.
Some do, but your pastor should teach all women that claim God do that. You see the sin in compromise?
Modesty. Yeah.
Well, biblical dress. Modesty is a terrible translation, but biblical dress. Women wear dresses.
Traditional Catholics believe in wearing traditional.
Well, yeah, but you know what? The Bible actually teaches that men are to wear a tunic like garment. See what I'm wearing? In Genesis 3, God killed an animal and dressed us like this. It's an archetype of Jesus. So I love your heart that you like the things of God, but I would challenge you to go deeper. If you're really born of God, here's your challenge. What's your first name?
David,
I'm James. My brothers call me Tupos. Tupos means example. They call me Tupos because I want to be an example. If you really are born of God, you will go home and you will study the scriptures and you will test that Baptist faith to everything in God's word, and my website would help you do that. And if there's anything they won't do that God's word says to do, or anything they're not doing...
I've never heard of say anything... not according to scripture.
But we already said he's doing Christmas. He's doing Easter.
He's doing
Good Friday. You guys don't practice Christmas? You don't acknowledge it? Sure you do. What's the name of your church? I want to look it up.
Cortez Baptist Church.
Cortez Baptist Church? Yeah. Where is it, sir?
It's on 100th Street.
Here in this town?
Yeah, I'm off of Cortez.
In Bradenton.
Cortez Road.
Cortez Road. I want to look them up because the Baptist churches I know all teach a bunch of false ways, and they're worldly, and they're compromised. And many of them believe in once saved, always saved. I don't know if your pastor does, where you believe and you're saved no matter what. The Bible says you got to endure to the end. That's Calvinism. Many Baptists are Calvinists. If you're truly born of God, I love your soul. If you're truly born of God.
Here's a problem. The U.S. government collects taxes from people, and they've been using it for 25 years to support the killing of babies. In 1985...
So why do you have USA hat? Why are you a patriot then? You should be about Christ.
The Constitution gives liberty and order.
Yeah, but
the,
we're a soldier of God. We're not supposed to be of this world. Patriotism is idolatry. It really is. Patriotism. You got a hat on that says USA.
Romans chapter 12, God establishes the order.
That's actually Romans 13.
Romans 13 establishes order for our good.
But we're not of it. We're outside of it because when it becomes sinful,
when it becomes sinful, following their own rules, they're violating your right as a Christian.
Hold on. Our master is not, his kingdom's not of this world, sir. The early Christians.
I know, but here's the problem. You got 100 million Christians that profess Christ, and they're supporting a government that's killing babies.
They're not born again. they're false Christians, just like most of the Baptist faith.
How do you stop the government from continuing to violate the rights of America?
You preach the gospel, and if enough people in America's hearts were changed for the true gospel, America would look different, but that's never going to happen. Jesus said, phew. So America's lost. There's no hope for America. You know what the hope is?
I disagree with you there.
No, it's lost. There's no hope. It's going to be judged like Sodom. The only hope is you need to come out of it. You need to come out of America. Come out of your Baptist faith. Come out of your patriotism. Follow Christ in spirit and truth, or you'll lose your soul. Test yourself to the biblical gospel.
Liberty. God promises us liberty in Christ.
Where? In Christ.
If you
not
are
in the government.
A citizen in the United States, you have a duty to teach the government how to be a government.
The liberty's in Christ, not by the laws. The first saints were under cruel Rome. Did they fight against Rome? No, they preached the gospel, sir. They preached the gospel.
The Jewish people crucified Jesus. They took away their job.
Yeah, but Jesus and the disciples didn't fight.
I'm with you. I'm on your side.
No, okay? But you're not, because you're part of the Baptist faith and you're part of the USA patriotism that is sinful. You need to repent and come out of that to be a true brother.
Have a good day.
I might put a testing up of your church. I'll look it up. Look up my website. It might be there. Look up that testing. I love you.